Right, hello everyone. The next talk is actually from me, about how misserver handles SRT connections in independent shell processes. This is actually a bit of a hack that we did in the past few months to make something that we wanted to work, and I figured it would be interesting to share because SRT is a common common protocol to share media over. For reference, I am the lead of the misserver team. For context, we need to first go over what is misserver exactly, otherwise the rest of this talk won't make sense. I'll try to keep this short. Misserver is a media server software package that's been in development for about 16 years or so. It's free and open source, unlicensed. We have only one edition, the free one, and that's it, and everything is completely open. We focus on transmuxing and easy integration, which means it's very developer-centric. So that means that it is something that takes media feeds. We focus mostly on transmuxing, meaning that we don't do encoding, though we can, but we prefer not to. And we take things in any protocol and send it to any protocol. With a focus on if you want to put this in some other system, well, then this is the tool you would use. Now, a more interesting thing that we need to go a little bit in depth in is that MIS uses a separate process for every connection, ingoing, outgoing, doesn't matter. Every connection, separate process. This is less efficient, and web servers stopped doing this, like, I think, 20, 30, maybe more years ago. But why are we doing it? Because with media, you don't really get all that many connections on a single machine. Like, most servers have maybe a gigabit of internet. That means that if you do a decent level of quality, 500 users and your connection is full. So the CPU is usually kind of bored on the media server. It's usually the network card that is working its ass off. But the CPU is kind of bored, the RAM is kind of bored. So we don't actually need to be super efficient with the CPU. And why would we opt for this? Because it gives us better isolation between clients. So each of these inputs, each of these outputs, they have a separate process running. So this is not a thread, this is not a subtask or anything. No, this is like an actual separate program running, handling that connection. And that gives us very good isolation in the sense that if someone's doing something weird with say, an RTMP input or something, and they're trying to crash the server, they can crash their own connection, but they can't crash anyone else's. So this is a property that we really, really like. But there is a problem with this property, because a couple years ago, back in 2012-ish, Haivision